Are you tired of being told what to think? Are you frustrated with the same old news stories that never seem to change? Then it's time to tune into Truth Has No Agenda, the podcast that cuts through the noise and gets to the heart of the matter. Each episode, we dive deep into the issues that matter most, with expert guests who offer insights you won't hear anywhere else. From politics to social justice, technology to the environment, we tackle the tough topics that are shaping our world. So if you're ready for some real talk, join us on Truth Has No Agenda, the podcast that's not afraid to speak the truth.
Y'all know tonight, the endocannabinoid system, for those that don't know, you will know, as usual, as we do every week and every other day, we bring you the truth. Nothing else, you know what I'm saying? All the haters on the sideline with your pom-poms keep waving because we're only going to keep it official.
We need y'all, too. We need y'all, too, because then when y'all giving us negative airplay, or you giving us negative airplay, people going to want to hear, who them guys? Who third eye vision?
Don't know third eye vision, blah, 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 you know what I'm saying? So what's good, man? What's going on, man?
Ain't nothing much, just trying to survive in the madness, player.
You heard every day, all day. Yo, you heard about Obama releasing the files on the NSA files, man. That's the nigga, man. Obama the man.
Right?
He releasing all them shits, man.
Oh, so you already know. You know what's next.
Yeah, but he actually letting the files, the people that actually been being spied on, it's going to be public records, my nigga.
Yeah, I know. You know what's next, son. Come on,
they
play Marshall.
All right, now check it, though. The endocannabinoid system. Before we get into it real deep, we're going to just briefly give you the definition of what the endocannabinoid system is, okay? The endocannabinoid system is a group of neuromodulatory lipids and their receptors that are involved in a variety of psychological processes, including appetite, pain, sensation, mood, and memory. It mediates the psychoactive effects of cannabis and, broadly speaking, includes, all right, the endogenous arachidonate-based lipids, the anandamide. Damn, oh, they got mad at them shits. These are known as endocannabinoids and are physical ligands for the cannabinoid receptors.
Yeah, the CB1 receptors that are in our
what I read yesterday is that
stomach, brain,
that this shit in our brain, that when you smoke weed, it puts a protective coat around your neurological system or some shit like that. That's what they said
exactly
on that too when I was reading about it. So it's a lot that cannabis does.
It's for,
you know,
post and it's for pre and post synaptic neuronic signals. You know that? That's what they were saying. You heard?
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy, man. What the cannabis could do.
I know, man.
You know,
it helps regulate central control of energy balance and peripheral metabolic processes, both of which may contribute to cardiac metabolic risk factors.
All right, now check it out. Now, yep, and they also say with immune functions. Evidence suggests that endocannabinoids may function as both neuromodulators and immunomodulators in the immune system. Here they seem to serve as an autoprotective role to ameliorate muscle spasms, inflammation, and other symptoms of multiple sclerosis and skeletal muscle spasms. Functionally, the activation of cannabinoid receptors have been demonstrated to play a role in the activation of GT passes and microphages and neutrophils and BM cells. These receptors have also been implicated in the proper migration of B cells into the migral zone and the regulation of healthy IgM levels. Interestingly, some disorders seem to trigger upregulation of cannabinoid receptors selectively in the cells or tissues related to symptoms relief and inhibition of disease progression, such as the rodent neuropathic pain model, where receptors are increased in the spinal cord, dorsal root ganglion, and ophthalmic neurons. sure. So they're basically saying that the shit helps you with multiple sclerosis, your immune system, the reproduction system, your sleep.
It shrinks tumors, chronic diseases, irritable bowel diseases. It also prevents Alzheimer's. Isn't that funny? I said we've got your brain, but it'll preserve you from getting Alzheimer's. Ain't that a kick in the balls? Sorry,
yeah,
Mom.
Sorry. Sorry. It's crazy, though, because now everything's illegal. Like we put up on a blog the other day, everything is illegal in America now. Everything you do is illegal.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get sued. You got to watch what you say. You got to watch what you do, because somebody is always watching to get your ass.
You got to think about this, man. They don't want you to know nothing. They want you to be dumb. They don't want you to know that cannabis can help you. Now, they have many experiments proving that this system works. Okay, they don't want to tell you about it because it stops them from making bread.
Oh yeah, because they're not trying to kill you. They're not trying to kill you. They're just trying to preserve you so you could always come back and get their medicine.
Until they're ready to kill you.
Well, I mean, think about it. They're not trying to. Remember, it's all about a financial gain. Because remember, you as a person that's sick is not going to be able to generate any more revenue. So Social Security and medical insurance is going to be taking care of the straw man. Your straw man is not going to be able to accumulate any type of currency, you dig? So they're not going to try to kill you off just yet. You know what I mean? They're going to sustain you for a little while.
So check this, though, right? That's crazy.
Huh?
But check this. I was reading, too, that in our body we produce endocannabinoids, right, chemically. And also, but the most notable is the THC. So they're basically saying that when you smoking weed, it ignites the cannabinoids in your body.
No, well, what they did was drop the dosage down of THC level within the marijuana that's going around. You understand? Because a lot of it, remember, a lot of it is, this has been, hold on. First, we're going to go back. This has been around for centuries. You know, within biblical times, even before Christ, marijuana has been around. You know, I don't know if people might think what I'm saying is blasphemy, but it's all truth. You understand? And if this is something that was put here, if this is something to put here on this earth as far as medicinal purposes, why wouldn't you integrate herbal medicine?
Herbology.
Yeah, herbology into modern day society. They're not going to do that because
it doesn't generate
money. Exactly. It's a weed and it can't be taxed. You understand? Because now when they get, this is where we get into the GMOs now. They can't genetically modify it but so much, because no matter how many times you crossbreed it and you create all of these different hybrids, it gets stronger.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So now I think sometime in the 1800s, they genetically extracted the THC levels, certain THC levels, and this is where they were able to produce more male strain cannabis trees, marijuana plants.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? Because the females are the ones that reproduce, but the potency is more in the males. You understand?
Definitely.
So the, you know, what we get in the United States, oh, well, what the individuals that indulge in those things get in the United States, not the actual, the purest form of it. You understand? Because if you was to get the hemp oil now, it infuses with our endocannabinoid systems to go fight off cancer cells directly. Like, it turns our cells into a super cell.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
I know you got the litter on.
Mhm. It's a bunch of it's a bunch of cannabinoids though. Each one works differently.
Yeah, that's good. But they all coincide.
They all coincide. The CBV, the THCV, the CBDV, the CBCV, CBGV, CBGM.
right. And the heebie-jeebies. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
You get the heebie-jeebies for smoking that weedy-weedy. See, the iso-THC is what's in the iso-THC, that's the tetrahydrocannabinol. That's what's in the weed that we smoke. All right, that's one of them. In our body, we have the cannabigerol, CBG, C-A-N-N-A-B-I-G-E-R-O-L. All right, so it's many different things. They got pharmaceutical purposes. I mean, so much we can go on for days about.
Yo, they was giving medicinal marijuana to the AIDS patients and the cancer patients because to boost their appetite. You get what I'm saying? It was for people that were suffering from psychological abnormalities. You get what I'm saying? Paranoia. Schizophrenia. They was getting all of this. They was getting different strains of it though. You got the Kush. So first of all, we gonna get into this. There's 58 different strains of the cannabis plant, and they all use for different things in our body.
No.
You understand? Yo,
that's crazy.
I mean, I was supposed to, I was trying to get in contact, well, I had gotten in contact with our herbologist, a personal friend of mine named Dr. Goose, right? And he was supposed to call up and give us some more information about it because he breaks it down. He makes his own butter. He does it all when it comes to that. No, not as far as the illegal indulgence of it, but all for beneficial qualities, of course. You know, nothing against the rules. You dig? But what's so funny is that if the strains are becoming stronger, you know, depending on how many times you splice it or it gets weaker. Is it the water that has influence on it also? Is it the lighting and the water that cause that gives it the photosynthesis that causes it to grow that plant? You heard?
Yeah, but you know the water is polluted, man, so you don't know what water that is. These days, shit, the water we drinking is fluoride. We have fluoride weed.
But this is what I'm saying. Is it creating different strains or a certain strain to make it more?
Now, the fertilizer is what to create the strain. Whatever type of fertilizer they're fertilizing it with, that's what basically makes the strain of the trees, the marijuana or the cannabis that they're growing.
Well, if that's the case, then remember the water has the fluoride, which is the what? The folic silicitis acid in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then that's a runoff of the DDT, which is the fertilizer. And this is what they putting in the water. You dig? So
yep.
You get where I'm going with this, right?
Yep. Got you fully, brother man.
is this causing a different strain of the chronic? I need to know.
So they can have zombie weed. They can smoke that. You're going to be like, ha ha, when they were smoking their homeboy, right? When you're smoking their man. So they can have zombie
what?
Weed. You're going to be smoking people and shit. Zombanoid.
It's going to start triggering our zombanoids in our system.
Zombie effect. Don't say the wrong thing. They might zombanoid us.
Yeah, crazy, man. But you know, not to stray off the subject a second. Yo, you seen this shit that on the harp that they was doing, that they were talking about on TV?
Yeah, that's some they creating fucking black holes and shit, and they do all type of
crazy
shit on the harp, man.
Yo, we was watching everyone out there. We was looking at.
Yeah, we gotta do another show. We gotta do a show on that Friday. One Friday on the harp, man. We ain't do a show on the harp yet.
Yeah, it's crazy, people. It's crazy.
I understand.
You're talking about it spread over all of the top of the United States. There's some in the Midwest, And then Mexico is talking about having one. China isn't talking about having one. Russia already has one. Canada is in the process of having one, of creating one. And all of that is the manipulation of the weather. And this is where the chemtrails and all of that stuff comes in. But we're going to save that for another segment.
They need to realize they need to go start reading up about everything that the government tell you is not good. You need to check up and realize that it's good for you. If it ain't good, if they can't make money.
Yeah.
Or just remember that, people. If they can't make money, it ain't no good. That's where the problem lies. If there was a way for them to watch the production of the marijuana, they would watch it.
You know, and you know that you know, it helps influence multiple physiological processes. You know, it helps, you know, modulate the energy intake, your nutrient transport, and your metabolism and your storage. And it also has some. It also triggers your neural and your hormonal signals. The marijuana on your deepest metabolic level, this is where it's going. It has something to do with your thoughts, which is your synaptic receptors.
Well, think about this. Finish that what you were saying, brother man.
Your synaptic receptors are the electrical impulses that you get in your brain. Those are like brain. Okay, some people say brain farts. But those are electricity that runs across your whole brain. So basically what we were talking about also was that different strains causes different effects to people. So, okay, good. I just got it off.
All right. Now, listen, people, you have to remember one thing. When a European was bringing liquor to the Indians are smoking hemp in a peace pipe. Hemp was more of a peace, calm response. When you smoke weed, it's not aggressive and being mean and aggravated. It's more of a laid-back, calm, cool, peace drug. Not even a drug, peace plant, basically.
Yeah, meditative.
I mean, people meditate to marijuana. It's all people abuse it. Yes, that's the problem. People abuse marijuana. But a lot of people use it for a spiritual thing, for a spiritual essence, to be spiritually connected or whatever you want to call it, for their meditation and everything. So, yeah, the people out there that abuse it, they make it look bad, make us look bad, or the people that do indulge in smoking marijuana look bad. Okay, but everybody don't smoke weed just to get high. Okay.
Exactly.
Some people smoke their problems away, which they never go away. Your problems are still there when you're sober. Some people smoke just for elevation.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And the people that elevate and smoke, they've been smoking for 40 years, 50 years, don't look older than they looked 20 years ago. It's all about how you do it and what you do.
I don't know, man. I see people our age that look smoked out. I'm talking about
current
matches.
They smoking it like crack.
I see them look horrible, man. And I be like, damn, I've smoked in my past, you know, like as much as the next man or woman, but damn.
No, they smoked out, nigga. That's their problem. They smoked out. They don't smoke. They smoke blunts with 50 niggas. They got lips black because they pass the blunts around with 50 guys. All right.
Oh yeah.
They're not doing anything. They're just smoking and going to sleep, so they get fat. There's many different things. Some people smoke and play video games all day. Some people smoke and sleep. Some people smoke and eat. Some people smoke and go to work every day and live a full, regular life.
But
so about
like
your person.
Like there's functioning crackheads. So, you know what I'm saying, on Wall Street, but we ain't going to talk about that.
Same thing. Ain't nothing changed, man. Same
thing. You know what's so funny? Benjamin Franklin and George Washington grew hemp, had hemp fields, acres. Because it was used in the clothing and it was used in the paper. Do you know that the Declaration of Independence is actual hemp paper?
Hemp paper. You can smoke it.
Yeah, you could basically roll that up and just smoke it raw.
It was easy to produce, and plus, hemp was a strong material. It had a strong, you know, I mean, it was a strong material, basically. element.
Stronger than canvas.
You want to call it.
Stronger than canvas.
Lasts longer than cotton, canvas. It lasts longer than any one of them.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
It's just that. They just don't want you to know that hemp could be used for so many positive things because they want to slander it and make it look bad because some people do abuse the use of marijuana. But, I mean, it's very, very, it's not one recorded death of someone smoking marijuana. Not one yet.
Do you know
you can't even OD.
Yo, the biggest drug that's out there that's in production is right in our face, publicized, and like this is the best thing is
Newport.
Cigarettes and beer. You dig?
Yeah,
those are the
man.
Biggest drugs that's out there. Because you see what happened, drunk driving, you kill people.
Yep.
Right?
You see they ain't banning liquor because they're killing people drinking and driving, though.
Exactly. You smoking cigarettes, it says it on the packaging. May cause cancer, birth defects, and all kinds of shit. But you don't see that on a bag of no chronic. That's a bag of sunshine because, you know, if you think about it, there's so many people out there that indulge, right? And we're gonna project this out there to y'all. I mean, we ain't got nothing against the non-smokers out there because y'all be fronting like y'all don't want that secondhand contact, which I know y'all doing y'all when y'all say, oh, y'all got the gigglies and y'all get the munchies and all of that other stuff. That's y'all little secondhand, you know what I mean? But what we're gonna do is we're gonna trigger this to y'all. When you go to work or whatever you do throughout the day, it's like no matter what, you have it in your mind that you can't wait to sit down and have your little 15 minutes for yourself and blow some trees. It could just blow away the stress throughout the whole day. Your kids running up and down, acting up. This for the single mom, stay-at-home moms out there and the dads that want to have your little alone time, even if you want to go to the bathroom and go blow an L while you're running the shower. The cold shower or whatever, you know, like I've been there, you know, and not saying that it's more of the, how could I say, the mind control part of it, but it's just the mind easing, you understand, that I look forward to, or that those people out there that indulge in those things look forward to. Am I correct, my brother?
Correct, brother, but on that note, listen, people, we like to say once again, thank you for your support.
Give me a cigarette, dog. They got me feeling crazy than a motherfucker. I got badass in this motherfucker.
Puffin' on live.
Machiavellian dog. Represent the outlaws.
Gotta make it go crazy.
Badass represent the LBC.
Don't get me feel
so
crazy.
What you wanna do? You know how we do it.
Time goes by. Puffin' on live. Hoping that it gets me high. Gotta make it go crazy. I feel crazy.
Tell about it.
Last year was a horror. But life goes on, bumping my head against the wall, learning right from wrong. They say my ghetto instrumental, detrimental to kids, as if they can't see the misery in which they live. Blame me for the outcome, man, my record, check it. Don't have to bump this, but please respect it. I took a minus, and now the hard times are behind us. Turned into a plus, now they stuck living blinded. Hennessy got me feeling bad, time to stop drinking. Rolling in my drop top jack, what's that cop thinking? Sitting in my car, watch the stars and smoke. I came a long way, but still I got so far to go. Dear mama, don't worry, I'ma watch for snakes. Tell Satch that I love her, but it's hard today. I got the letter that she sent me, and I cried for weeks. This what came out when I tried to speak. All I heard was time goes by, puffing on live, hoping that it gets me high. Got a nigga going crazy. I feel crazy.
All I heard was
time goes by. Crips running up the hill, looking for a better way. My brothers and sisters, it's time to build, cause even thug niggas pray. Open God, baby, I entered the game, look how much I changed. I'm no longer innocent, casualties of fame. Made a lot of money space, seen a lot of places. And I swear I seen a peaceful smile on my mama's face when I gave her the keys to her own house. This your land, your only son done became a man. Watch the time fly, I love my people, do or die. But I wonder why we scared to let each other fly. June 1, 6, 7, 1, the day mama pushed me out of womb, told me nigga get paid. No one can understand me, the black sheep, outcasted from my family. Now packing heat, I run the streets, a young runaway, live for the day. When you die, I can hear him say, come on. Time goes by, buffin' no lie, hoping that it gets me high. Got a nigga going crazy, I feel crazy. Time goes by, buffin' no lie, hoping that it gets me high. Got a nigga going crazy.
God help me out here, cause I'm possessed. I need your root of all evil for my stress. This manny's like a strong prescription drug. It's got me addicted to the pleasure and the pain it inflicted. Something about the paper with the pictures of the president's head. Damn, it's like a motherfucking plague that spread. It's epidemic, forgotten, it got worse. I keep my head on straight, making money cause it's hurting. Making money makes a difference day by day, so we gotta stay paid, no doubt, day in and day out. This life is like a vicious cycle called fighting to live. No matter how hard you try to see death, you gotta die. A lot of my peers didn't make it to the years to come. Dear life, do them right, or dear life, leave them done. Who has the answers? I wonder. I turn to my elders, they aged and experienced, but they can't even tell you or tell me that they'll be right at the end of the road. Why? Cause they don't even know. A million things run through my mind, and I find you ain't gotta be in jail to be doing time.
You ain't gotta be in jail. Remember this too. Time goes by, puffin' no lie, hoping that it gets me high. Got a nigga going
crazy,
I feel crazy. Time goes by, puffin' no lie, hoping that it gets me high. Got a nigga going crazy,
I feel fucked up.
I feel crazy.
I smoke half an ounce to the head, chocolate
time, goes by, puffin' no lie,
Lance Graham, Buddha, all that shit. I'm fucked up in this motherfucker. And Hennessy don't help. And Hennessy don't help. The passion of this motherfucker. Machiavelli the dog, put it down to the fullest. Maximum overload. 3-day deal, Illuminati to your body. With the impact of a 12-gauge shotty. Double eyes, slugs, no love, straight thugs. One time for my niggas in the jail cells. One time for my niggas life in hell. One time for my niggas in the jail cells. One time for my niggas doing life in hell. One time for my niggas on death row.
One time for my niggas on the road.
For my niggas on death row.
One time for my niggas living
time for my niggas in the jail cell. One day forget me high.